Very much, and as a follow-up to what Luna Esterline has already said, one issue is also the integrity of the registry, and therefore I do think that they might prefer to be the ones offering this opportunity instead of this kind of provisional documents be stored anywhere else. Nothing prevents, of course, UNESCO to decide to do that, but perhaps we can see what the registrar thinks about it, because of the it's so linked with the activities of the registry and with the URVIS number, which will be given out by the registry itself. But I do share the view that if they're open to it, then it might make sense to have a separate part where this possibility is tested. And people can get acquainted with how to do that, if Howard agrees. Thank you.